The sun is up already. I could have sworn I only closed my eyes for a moment. Really? Is that so? Well, little one, I suppose I could blame you for being so comfortable to cuddle with. Of course. You're still my little one. Even when you're not quite so small. Which reminds me, we should take advantage of the spell while we can. I think I could get used to this, little one. Having your lips. Almost as full as mine. I love you. I'm truly happy. I don't think I've ever been this happy before. Well, I'm glad you feel the same. Because I don't ever plan on letting you go. Well, not literally. Astrid has been a bad influence on you, I think. Well then, your bad influences on each other. I'd be upset, but you're so cute. You know I can't get mad at you. Even when I can't carry you single-handedly, yes. You think I'm cute too? Thank you, little one. That's very nice to hear. Now, come here, please. I want to hold you a while longer. There we go. Just like that. It's nice, isn't it? Yes. You are definitely the reason I slept so long. It just feels so comfortable having you here with me. knowing that I have you in my arms, safe and sound, not a care in the world. No, I wasn't falling asleep. I was just resting my eyes for a moment, that's all. Okay, maybe I was. But I'm hardly to blame. It's easy to fall asleep when I'm in the most peaceful spot in the entire world. Lying here with you, my darling. It's true. Your body warm against mine. Your gentle breath in and out against my skin. It fills me with such tranquility. And I can only hope that it does the same for you. I'm so glad to hear that, little one. There's nothing I want more than your happiness. And knowing that you're happy here with me, that makes me the happiest of all. Though I have to say, kissing you, I think that might make me even happier. I love you too. So much. Oh, it's just, you look so angelic like this. It's nice to see. You spent so many nights in such troubled sleep. No, we helped each other, little one. You, as much as Astrid and I. And you've been through so much. You deserve some respite. Indeed. From such bad fortune came something quite miraculous. Well then, I am more than happy to be your silver lining, little one. I'm just grateful that you've chosen to find that here, with us. We both are. Astrid and I have considered you family for quite some time now, my love. How could we not? You are without a doubt one of the most wonderful people I have ever met. Giant, human, or otherwise. Oh, I have met many otherwise. No, you're just one in a million, little one. And there's no denying it. Well then, I'll just have to keep telling you until you believe it yourself, won't I? Now, rest your head against my chest, my love. You can listen to my heartbeat alongside yours as long as you like. We can just lay here together,